everyone, and welcome to English Digest. Today we're talking about nature, which is one of my favorite topics. But before we do, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hi everyone, it's Holly.
And my name is Lily. Hey Holly, I just have to tell you, I really like living in Taipei, but sometimes the city is just too much, you know? There's so many cars, and sometimes there's a lot of pollution, and there's just a lot of concrete everywhere, and I feel like I really need to get back to nature.
Well, you know what? I think you should read this book that I've got here. It's called Call of the Wild, Taiwan's Natural World. It tells you all about the nature that you can find in Taiwan right outside the city.
Well, that sounds really great, and luckily, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about some wonderful things that you can see in Taiwan, and these are all things you can learn about in this great book called Call of the Wild, Taiwan's Natural World. So listeners, if you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so as we read through A Sublime Glimpse into Taiwan's Natural World.
A hop, skip, and a jump away from the Xinyi Financial District in Taipei, you can see over 120 of Taiwan's 600 species of ferns in the Nangang Hills. In the countryside, the beautiful crested serpent eagle soars on wide, powerful wings above lush green mountains. Meanwhile, the island's unique jelly fig climbs up tree trunks and wraps around rocks. Call of the Wild, Taiwan's Natural World, reveals these wonders and more within its pages. Author Chang Qingzhu's fascinating collection of articles marks her as a true steward of the natural world. In addition to her own research, Chang interviewed other local environmentalists and researchers, accompanying them on their field trips and recording their insights. Through Chang's colorful book, we learn that Taiwan is home to the mischievous Formosan rock monkey, the first primate to arrive on the island. Biologist Wu Haiyin spent 5 years in the 1980s following a group of these simians through the coral rocks of Kenting. Another devoted naturalist is Pan Qiming, who has a passion for the 31 species of frogs and toads that also inhabit Taiwan. He drives his old jeep to different wetlands at night in order to observe them and listen to their croaking symphony. Call of the Wild reminds us that we should open our hearts to nature and rediscover, as Chang says, the passion and humility that we can only feel when gazing into a starry sky. This book inspires us to cherish our island home. We are part of this complex ecosystem, and we need it to survive.
Wow, what an interesting article. I really had no idea that you could see all of these things just on Taiwan. All right, let's take a look at the first paragraph. A hop, skip, and a jump away from the Xinyi Financial District in Taipei, you can see over 120 of Taiwan's 600 species of ferns in the Nangang Hills. All right, so that's an interesting way to introduce this area of the Nangang Hills. You can see a lot of different types of ferns. And ferns, they're basically a type of plant. They're really pretty. People like them especially because of their leaves, their branches, and their special really thin kinds of leaves. And apparently, Taiwan has over 600 species of these ferns. And you can see quite a few of them. You can see over 120 of these 600 species right in this area in the Nangang Hills. Now, where are the Nangang Hills? Well, we introduced this paragraph by saying that they are a hop, skip, and a jump away from the Xinyi Financial District. I think most people, if they're living in northern Taiwan, they know where the Xinyi Financial District is. It's very busy. There are a lot of office buildings, a lot of department stores. So it's a very, what we say, commercial or a business kind of district. And so it would be unusual to think that we could see so many different types of ferns close by. But that's why we say it's a hop, skip, and a jump away. So it's almost like, you know, you just have to take a few steps a little bit away and you end up in the Nangang Hills.
Right. And I really like that phrase, a hop, skip, and a jump. We use that if we're ever trying to say that something is actually pretty close when you wouldn't expect it to be. Well, in the countryside, the beautiful crested serpent eagle soars on wide, powerful wings above lush green mountains. So here out in the countryside, out in the hills, you can actually see this crested serpent eagle, which is a type of eagle that you can find in Taiwan, and it soars. So it's kind of a very graceful kind of flying, and it soars on these wide, powerful wings above lush green mountains. So the mountains have a lot of vegetation and plant life, a lot of trees, and you can see this eagle just soaring through the sky. Meanwhile, the island's unique jelly fig climbs up tree trunks and wraps around rocks. Well, isn't a fig a kind of plant, Luli?
That's true. It's actually a kind of fruit. But here, I guess we're talking about the plant and we're talking about a specific type of fig plant. That's why we say it's unique. It's special. Maybe it's because this type of jelly fig you can only find in Taiwan. So here we're saying this island's unique jelly fig, it climbs up tree trunks. So we can just imagine this kind of plant. It grows up other trees. It basically wraps itself around trees, the tree trunk, which is the thickest part of the tree. It also wraps around rocks. So you get this idea of this plant really, you know, is able to grow everywhere. And if you're lucky enough to be able to see one, it basically wraps itself around different things.
Right. And of course, it's not doing this actively like an animal. It's going to happen very slowly over time. So maybe if you go to this area maybe 1 week and then you go back the next week or a month later, it will actually have grown much more around these trees, and it's pretty interesting to see. Well, Call of the Wild, Taiwan's Natural World, reveals these wonders and more within its pages. So we're introducing this book that we're talking about, and we're going to get to the author in a moment, but we're just telling you about the title. And you might know that Call of the Wild is actually the title of another book that was very famous in the United States, and it's actually by the author Jack London, and he's talking about going through nature in the northwest part of the United States and up through Alaska. And actually, it's pretty interesting because that book talked a lot about American wildlife and all of the different things that he saw on his travels, but here we're talking about the different wildlife and also vegetation and plants you can see in Taiwan. So that's why it has this subtitle, Taiwan's Natural World. And we say that the book reveals these wonders and more within its pages. So you might not have known about them, so maybe they were hidden from you. That's why we say that the book reveals them. And we call them wonders because they make you wonder a little bit, or you think they are wonderful.
Well, you know, it sounds great, Holly, and I have to say that probably a lot of people, even though they know that Taiwan has a lot of different types of animals and plants and fruits and vegetables, they don't always think about how wonderful the natural things are in Taiwan. But luckily, we have this book to tell everyone just how unique the things are here on this island. Now, author Zhang Qinzhu's fascinating collection of articles marks her as a true steward of the natural world. Okay, so here we're introducing the author or the writer of this book, Call of the Wild, Taiwan's Natural World. Now, we say that the book is a fascinating collection of articles. Now, usually when we use the word article, we're talking about, let's say, a story that you might read in a magazine or a newspaper. And so here we can just imagine that inside this book, it's not like a typical book or a novel that there's, you know, just one story that it just goes through. Instead, here there are many articles in the book, so probably talking about many different things that you can find on the island. And we say that it's fascinating because it's incredibly interesting. We say it's a collection of articles because you can just imagine this author, you know, she has written about many different things and she's put them together. Now, here we say that this collection of articles marks her as a true steward of the natural world, meaning that the fact that she was able to produce this book, she was able to write about so many different topics about Taiwan's natural wonders, well, here we could say that, oh, it's very easy to see that she's a true steward of the natural world. Now, it's interesting that we use this word steward because I guess whenever I hear the word steward, I think of, let's say, a person who is on a boat or a plane, and they kind of direct other people. They kind of tell the people on the boat or the plane what to do and when to do it. So I guess, I mean, am I right here, Holly, that I'm saying that this author, she's almost like a leader of this natural world because she's telling everyone all about these wonderful things you can find in Taiwan?
Well, that's very true. We often will use this word when we are talking about natural things or animals or different plants because we're saying that someone is helping and guiding these things and taking care of them as well. And although this author is not necessarily telling you about going out and trying to protect things, you can actually feel that the author really cares about the environment because she wants to share it with everyone else. Well, in addition to her own research, Zhang interviewed other local environmentalists and researchers, accompanying them on their field trips and recording their insights. So she wrote a lot of her own ideas, but in addition to her own research or the things that she had studied herself, she also interviewed other local environmentalists and researchers. So she went around, she talked to different people who study the environment and take care of it, and these are environmentalists and researchers. And they are local because they are also from Taiwan. They aren't from other countries. And she accompanied them on their field trips. So if you accompany someone, you go with them and you kind of go along with them as an equal. And while she was out on these field trips, she recorded their insights. So while they were out in the forests and actually trying to study these different animals and plants, she also recorded their insights. And basically, if you record something, you take some information and you put it down so that you can keep it. So just like, you know, you can record a song or you can record some kind of image onto film. However, she was recording their insights, and those are just their really interesting ideas, their thoughts about nature. So she put those in her book, and that's how we have this great book, Call of the Wild, Taiwan's Natural World.
Well, that's true. Okay, listeners, now it's time for some Chinese explanation of the first half of today's article.
听众朋友大家好，我是 Anna。我们今天要来好好的检视一下台湾的 natural world, 自然世界到底是怎么样。事实上我们今天要介绍一本书，不过我们从文章的第一段呢，大概看到一下新书的大致上的内容。其实我们从第一段看到的这边的 hop, skip, 还有 jump, 都有跳的意思啦。那么 hop 本身呢，如果指人的跳，多半指的是单脚跳。那么 skip 有蹦蹦跳跳啊，或者是弹跳，甚至有跳绳的意思。那它同时 skip 本身也有掠夺之意。那么另外一个 jump 其实跟 leap L-E-A-P 的意思都差不多。像英文当中有一句谚语叫做 look before you leap， 凡事三思而后行。字面上的意思是跳之前呢要先看一看，好，到底我们要跳到哪里去呢？我们是要远离 away from， 远离信义商圈。后面有一个 district， 这个字它指的是行政区的意思。那么如果你真的远离信义商圈，会看到什么呢？你可以在南岗山看见台湾600种羊齿科植物当中的120多种。好，我们看一下羊齿科植物是 fern， F-E-R-N 这个字。不过如果我们讲植物的某一种或者是动物的某一种所谓的物种，在英文当中都用的是 species， species。那么这个字特别注意，它是单复数同形的。好，在下面这句话当中又看到了，如果是在乡间，我们看到美丽的大冠鸠展着宽阔有力的双翼翱翔在茂盛的青山上头。当然如果是大冠鸠飞翔的话，这个飞得很高，在英文当中用的是 soar， S-O-A-R， soar on wide powerful wings above lush green mountains。所谓的 lush 是形容词，它指的是青草茂密的或者是青翠的意思。而同时台湾特有的爱玉子也攀爬着树干缠绕着岩石。我们看到爱玉子叫做 jelly fig， 所谓的 fig 其实有无花果或者是无花果树的意思，在这里的 jelly fig 指的是爱玉子。好，后面我们看到树干叫做 trunk， 而 wrap 本来就有缠绕或包装的意思。 当然，接下来就看到我们新书的书名 Call of the Wild, Taiwan's Natural World。而第二段我们介绍到作者还有他本身写书的一个过程，作者张静茹他精彩的文集显示了他本身是一个真正的大自然服务者。我们看到文集当然跟文章有关系 articles, 但是把文章都收集起来，这个叫做 collection, collection, 后面这句话当中我们看到一个动词片语叫做 mark as, mark 本身就有用符号标示的意思，而后面的 us 呢加上的是身份或者是职称。在 us 后面我们看到一个叫做 steward, steward 可以指的是管家或者是执事，甚至有管理人之意。当然除了他自己的研究之外，张静茹还有访问了本地的其他的环保人士和研究者，并且陪伴他们做田野旅行以及记录他们的过人见解。我们看到除了什么什么之外，还有这个介系词片语叫做 in addition to, 当然也可以代换成 besides, b-e-s-i-d-e-s, 不过真知灼见啦或者是见解在这段最后一个字叫做 inside。
Now it's time for a short break, but don't go away, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to English Digest. I'm Holly, and I'm here with Lily, and today we are talking about nature. Today is May 1st, and it's a great day because, you know, it's the beginning of the springtime, and summer's going to be here before long, and it's a good time to go out and see nature.
All right, let's take a look at the third paragraph. Through Cheng's colorful book, we learn that Taiwan is home to the mischievous Formosan rock monkey, the first primate to arrive on the island. All right, so if you take a look at Cheng's book, we actually describe it as being colorful, so without even looking at it, we know that it probably has a lot of nice colorful pictures. It's a very nice looking, interesting book. Well, if we read it, we can learn that Taiwan is home to the mischievous Formosan rock monkey. Whenever we say that a place is home to something, it just means that thing, or in this case, that animal, makes that place their home. So here we're talking about the Formosan rock monkey. And so the home of the Formosan rock monkey, of course, is Taiwan. We actually describe this rock monkey as being mischievous. And this is a great word because usually when we talk about children and they're being a little bit naughty, you know, they're trying to think of things that they can do that technically they're not supposed to do. Well, we can just imagine this little monkey maybe going around in the trees and maybe doing things and maybe trying to have fun. That's usually what we think of when we think of, let's say, a child being mischievous. Now, we also learned that this rock monkey was the first primate to arrive on the island. When we talk about primates, we're talking about animals like monkeys and apes and basically animals that are all related to the family, that monkey family. And so we learned that the rock monkey was the first type of animal, that kind of animal, to arrive in Taiwan.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, especially because I never heard of this monkey before, but we can find it in this book. Well, biologist Wu Haiyin spent 5 years in the 1980s following a group of these simians through the coral rocks of Genting. So this biologist who the author, Cheng, interviewed for the book spent 5 years during the 1980s following around this group of monkeys. Now we describe them here as simians, which is another way of describing these animals like monkeys. And we say that he actually went through and studied them around the coral rocks of Genting. So he spent 5 years going around and studying them, and now these observations are in this book, Call of the Wild. Well, it's a pretty interesting idea because I would like to find out more about why this rock monkey is so mischievous and exactly where I can go these days to see them.
Well, that's true, but you know what? I think little monkeys, whenever I think of small monkeys, I think that they are all pretty mischievous. I mean, I know a few months ago I went to see a movie called Night at the Museum, and there was a little monkey in that movie, and he just kept doing things like stealing keys and, you know, trying to play tricks on some of the people in the museum. So I can just imagine this Formosan rock monkey being the same way.
Another devoted naturalist is Pan Qiming, who has a passion for the 31 species of frogs and toads that also inhabit Taiwan. Okay, so we have another person who is interested in all of this nature. They're a naturalist, and this person is very devoted and really cares about this subject. If you're devoted, it means that it's one of the most important things to you. Well, this person also has a passion for the species of frogs, and there are 31 species of frogs and toads that inhabit or live in Taiwan. They make Taiwan their home, or you can also say that Taiwan is home to their habitat. If you or if some animal inhabits some place, that means that they live there all the time. Pan Qiming, he is a very interesting person. He actually cares about science and about nature in Taiwan, but specifically those 31 species of frogs and toads. He sounds like a pretty interesting person. He drives his old Jeep to different wetlands at night in order to observe them and listen to their croaking symphony. So he, in this sentence, of course, is the devoted naturalist Pan Qiming, and he drives his old Jeep, which is just a type of car, to different wetlands at night. Now, wetlands are a special type of environment that you can find in most countries around the world, but in Taiwan, you can actually find them in certain specific places, and you can go there to listen to these frogs and toads. They are very wet, which is why they're described as wetlands. They have a lot of plant life and usually a lot of insects and other watery type of animals like frogs and toads. Well, he goes there at night. This is probably the best time to go and look for frogs and toads, and he wants to observe them or watch them and listen to their croaking symphony. Now, I like the way this is described here because a symphony is a type of orchestra or musical group that's put together, and it's also classical music. Now, we talk about these frogs and toads as having a croaking symphony. The croak is the sound that frogs make, kind of like that kind of thing. Obviously, I can't make a good frog sound, but if you go to these wetlands at night, like this environmentalist does, you can go and listen to them, and it sounds like a symphony, like a musical group putting on a show.
Well, Call of the Wild reminds us that we should open our hearts to nature and rediscover, as Chang says, the passion and humility that we can only feel when gazing into a starry sky. So if we get to read this book, it reminds us, it basically lets us remember that we need to open our hearts to nature, because a lot of people, when they live in the cities, they just forget about nature. You know, they get too busy and they get a little bit stressed out, and they forget about how important nature is. Now, if you read this book, you will also rediscover, as Zhang says, the passion and humility that we can only feel when gazing into a starry sky. So maybe this is something that people know about, but they've just forgotten, and they need to rediscover it, or basically find it again. Because when we do look up into a starry sky and we see millions of stars, it really, you know, opens our hearts. It lets us feel these emotions that we probably sometimes don't really feel. It also gives us humility because it reminds us that we are just a small part of something that is much greater.
Well, we certainly are, and this book also inspires us to cherish our island home. Well, if you cherish something, it means that you really, really care about it. You recognize it as being very special, and this book inspires us to do that about Taiwan. It makes us really want to think about this more and have these feelings. In fact, we are part of this complex ecosystem, and we need it to survive. So an ecosystem is just the combination of all the plants and animals and the weather, the climate, everything that goes together to create our environment. And it's very complex. It's complicated. Well, we need this in order to survive, and we need it to survive. So we want to actually protect everything that's around us. And this book will kind of remind us of all of that, that we need to pay a little bit more attention to the nature of Taiwan.
All right, listeners, now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
好，接下来到第三段，我们可以看到书中的一些内容。其实透过张静茹图文并茂的作品，我们可以得知台湾是顽皮的台湾猕猴的原生地。看一下台湾猕猴怎么说呢？台湾猕猴是 Formosan Rock Monkey， 不过前面有一个形容词叫做爱捣蛋的，或者是淘气的 Mischievous。 mischievous。那么这个字其实它有一个名词的原型 mischief， M-I-S-C-H-I-E-F， 它指的是小孩子的恶作剧啦、胡闹或者是捣蛋。所以我们现在看到的是它的形容词。不过在这句话当中，台湾猕猴 Formosan Rock Monkey 之后，逗点之后，我们看到的是同位语。台湾猕猴是什么样的一个动物呢？它们是最先抵达台湾的灵长类动物。灵长类动物叫做 primate。primate。而同样在这一段，我们先看到一个生物学家吴海英，他在1980年费时五年的时间走遍了垦丁的珊瑚礁，追踪一群台湾猕猴。在接下来这句话当中看到的先是一个动词 spend time doing something 的用法，所以 follow 这个字我们看到是 following， 而在 follow 之后我们看到是 a group of these simians， simian 就是所谓的类人猿的意思。还有另外一个学者，另外一位现身于大自然的人士潘志敏，他则是热爱栖息在台湾的蛙类还有蟾蜍。当然 devote 这个字本来是一个动词，就是献身于什么什么，我们常用的用法是 devote oneself to something， 或者是 be devoted to something， 而在这里当形容词就有忠实或挚爱的意思。那么潘志敏他是谁呢？潘志敏的逗点之后，我们看到一个非限定用法的关系子句，从 who 一直到句尾的地方。不过在这个关系子句当中，我们看到一个 frogs and toads， T-O-A-D toad 就是蟾蜍的意思。那么青蛙跟蟾蜍之后看到的是 that 到句尾的另外一个限定用法关系子句。不过在 that also inhabit Taiwan 当中， inhabit 就有居住的意思，多半指的是群居，而且它是一个及物动词。不过潘志敏呢，他本身是在夜间驾驶了老旧的吉普车到各处的湿地来观察他们，并且聆听蛙鸣的交响乐。当然这本书主要是提醒我们要开放心胸，接近自然，要重拾作者所说的凝视星空的时候才能够感受到的热情还有谦卑。
Okay, listeners, so today we had a sublime glimpse into Taiwan's natural world, and that's true. We got a kind of look at Taiwan's natural world, and a lot of people forget just how wonderful Taiwan can be because we have so many different kinds of animals and plants. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's article, and please remember to join us next time on English Digest. Until then, my name is Lily.
And I'm Holly.
Goodbye.